illumination. I always like me. I always like me. I always like me. What does it mean to always like me? What does it mean to say, I always like me? It's an illumination. Truly, it's an illumination and a wonderful illumination to say, I always like me. If I could go around in my life with such a happy attitude of mind of always liking myself, I will have experiences equivalent to my attitude and my sincerity of how I like myself. If I truly like myself, am I going to feed myself attitudes that are going to be destructive to my personality? If I truly like myself, am I going to be unkind to other people in my world? Am I going to say naughty things to them and think that I have a right to say them because that's what my world's all about? Or do I always like myself and do I always outpicture from me what I think is glorious, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic in my world? If I have this ability, if I have this training that I do to myself, to always like myself, then no matter whether I am tired or alert, whether I am sad or hurt, it doesn't matter at all. I will always do that which shows the world how much I like myself. Now, I do like myself, and I think I'm a fine person. I think I'm a wonderful, happy person, and I go around being wonderful and happy. I am so excited about the place where I live. I'm so excited about the people that I meet. I'm so excited about the activities I engage in. I'm so excited about all of the things that make my life a living, glorious activity of happiness, making me always want to like myself, making me always want to think happy thoughts about myself and my world. Now, I can only do that, truly, I can only do that when I take charge of who and what I am. I can only take charge of who and what I am when I know who and what I am. Now, if I do something unkind or sad, I do not dwell on it. I immediately turn my attention away from it, and I don't say I'm sorry. I don't say, whoops, that was a goof. Oh, that was a sad one. I immediately realize I always like myself. And so, rather than compounding the goof by recognizing it and speaking about it, I say the contrary. I say the positive thought, which is the reality. I say, I am number one, and therefore, whatever I do, I am number one. Now, that doesn't mean that I force other people to recognize me as number one. It only means that I act as though I am number one. I am the first one to do anything. I am the first one to say, hey, you are wonderful. Hey, you give me a compliment because I am your reflection and how wonderful. I'm glorified in the idea that I am your reflection of goodness and happiness and joy. We don't take the compliment as saying, I'm superior to somebody else or I'm better to somebody else. We take it as a realization that, hey, this is a wonderful world. This is a grand and glorious world. This is a world filled with music and magic. This is a world filled with positive attitudes of mind. The attitude that I always like me. I always like me. Under all circumstances, I always like me. Someone tries to press my buttons. I don't know they're trying to press my buttons because I always like me. I don't know that I have any buttons. Someone comes along and says, hey, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. I am not pleased by that or uplifted by that. I'm not saying, wow, isn't that wonderful? Because I know that. I know that. And I know that if they see me wonderful, I'm the reflection of them. Now, when I see them wonderful, they're the reflection of me. When I see them saying beautiful things about me all of the time because I like me, when I see them, anyone, saying beautiful things about me, it is because they're my reflection. Now, am I strong enough in my world to 100% of the time stand up for my reflection? Am I strong enough 100% of the time to stand up for my reflection? Now, let's just jump back a couple of decades or generations and say, little children, do little children stand up for their reflections? Does the mother say, oh yes, the child is always good, and the little child sometimes makes a mistake? And the mother continues to say, oh yes, the little child is always good. She sees that child being good even while the child is trial and erroring with a few reflections of what might be not so good.
Charged.
And that is the way it works. That is the way it goes, and that's how it happens all the time. And that's what life is all about. We live a most glorious, beautiful, fantastic life. We live a most wonderful, marvelous, enchanting life because it is our life. Because it is who we are, what we are, why we are who we are. And being who we are, what we are, and why we are who we are, it makes it all good and very good. Are you ready to always like yourself? Are you ready to always like yourself because your world is a reflection of you, and you are a reflection of the people in your world? And if you see good people in your world, they're going to see you as a good person. If you see beautiful experiences in your world, you're going to have beautiful experiences in your world because that's who you are, and that's who you see, and that's who you reflect. That's what goes on. I'm always liking myself. I'm not thinking I'm superior to anybody else or better than anybody else, but I am the finest and the best in anybody else because they see in me who they are. And in me, I think the finest and the best. And so when I look out in my world, I see everyone the finest and best that I have in me. And it's a glorious, wonderful, fantastic experience. And it's an experience which says to me, life is great. Life is glorious. Life is fantastic. Life is beautiful. And truly, that's what life is. Make life fantastic for you, if you like, by saying, I always like me. I always like me. I always like me. And when you say, I always like me, that will tell you that everybody in your world sees you as a perfect reflection of them, of liking themselves. And you will see everyone in your world a glorious reflection of who you think you are. You are a reflection of them, but only the reflection of goodness and beauty, of harmony and peace and love. Only the reflection of magic that you choose to be. Because we can be in a world where some unhappy reflections are shining around, and we turn on our reflection. We can be in a world where some unhappy activities are taking place, and we look at all the activities in the world and call them good and say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Yes, we don't have to say that badness is bad. We just say, all is in divine order. And whatever the divine order is, reveals itself and completes itself and is itself. This is what life is all about. Do I like myself? Do I delight in myself? Do I think the world is fantastic? If I do, then I'm taking charge of everything very nicely And I'm having a wonderful experience of everything being beautiful, glorious, magical. Have a wonderful day. You created it, you know. You deserve it. I created it. I deserve it. I always like myself.